Did you dream to be a disciple of Jesus or no? Yes or no? Who just raise your hand, please. Okay, please go back home. Give me your bank account so that I can give to the poor, no? Jesus says in the gospel today, no? Any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. So you want to be disciple, of course, you have to give the possession. Can you do it or not? Okay, remember rich, no? Give me your bank account, please. We need more parking lot, no, isn't it? You know well, no? Is it true? Some people may thought to be disciple only for the priest or for the religious sister or brother. But we understand that all the baptized people, baptized person are called to be disciples of Jesus. Let's look into the context of the gospel today. The great crowd were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed to them. So this message, the invitation not only for the religious people or for the priest, but for everyone that follow him. So the theme of today to be disciple of Jesus. But what kind of disciple that Jesus wanted to be? First said, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. How can we understand that? In many parts of the gospel, Jesus always talked about compassion, love. But today in gospel, he gave us the shocking image about hating. How can we understand this word hate? That's the key of the gospel today. Is it true that we need to hate each other? It seems to me that there are many people today ready to follow Jesus well, because they are hating each other. You see in the family life today, the husband and wife, between the parent and the children. In my country, even some children, they are killed the parent, just for misunderstanding, different the generations, the changing of the country, changing of mentality. So some cases, they even kill each other, just for some nonsense things. But of course, Jesus doesn't ask us to hate. Let's put in the context of Jesus. According to some commentary, said that the verb to hate, here Semitism, a way of speaking that was typical of the cultural background of Jesus. At that time, the meaning of hating would have been the equivalent of very similar to putting into the second place, or as the modern French Bible puts it, to prefer. That's it, if one does not prefer Jesus to his parent, he cannot be his disciple. So it means that we need to put Jesus in the first place. So now the part of the gospel, he says in the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be his disciple. On this day, I really love this gospel. I really have time from the beginning of this week to contemplate, to meditate these words of this gospel. I try to look back the history of the church. I try to read, to see the video of some saints. You can see one of those big saints is Saint Francis of Assisi. He was a wealthy son. He was son of the wealthy family, but by the calling of God, he gave up everything, even naked, give back everything to his father to go to serve the poor. And how you see his congregation in the world today, how it's popular, how the big number of missionaries is the greatness that to show that really the greatness of the God. The second image, the second saint, very modern, close to our time, I think it is Saint Mother Teresa Calcutta, one of the greatest congregation that presented anywhere, almost every country in the world today, to serve the poor, the missionary of charity. So to give up means not only that we don't need the basic need, of course we need it, but we should give priority to look for the value. Let's reflect in our context today in the family. Sometimes maybe I feel sometimes the mother tell, "Father, I'm tired of taking my sons. I have a lot of responsibilities." But that is true. That is the cross that Jesus asks us to live. But the point that God is doing that to have the good value. If you are doing that, sometimes I say to them, if you're doing that for the great value, just do it. The more you're suffering for the great value, the more you feel really what the value is. I really learned from this country since the first time I arrived here 2016. I met one lady. At that time I was the seminarian. I have the 1 year pastor run in Houston. Every Monday we go together outside St. Vincent de Paul to the bank, food bank. I go to with them to help them to get the food back to the church. So one woman I was working on the truck to bring the thing down under the sun. The other lady came to me, the one that working together with me. She said that I still remember until today. But brother, we should work smart, not work hard. Each of the gospel really make me to remember this phrase of her. I tried to appreciate, even I tried to understand, I think to the gospel to invite, to go even beyond that. As a great country, mean that not only work smart, but for me, I think we need to work wisely according to the gospel today that Jesus invites to live. So I would like to finish my reflection with the beautiful words of Mother Teresa Calcutta. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, all that could destroy overnight, create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous, be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Amen.